We take you to the Vision Home Loans Newsline, where we're joined by ABC News investigative reporter Aaron Katursky, who's following up on a news item, this verdict reached in the Ghislaine Maxwell trial. And Aaron, why don't you tell us how this relates to, I guess, the larger case against Jeffrey Epstein, who, of course, committed suicide.
Well, that was it. He died by suicide, and then Ghislaine Maxwell was charged with a number of crimes, enabling, effectively, him to abuse the women and girls that he did. And that was part of the defense. The defense said, look, she never would have been charged but for Epstein's death. And they may well have been right about that. But it didn't appear to matter to the jury, who instead seemed to believe the women who testified about meeting Ghislaine Maxwell when they were teens, as young as 14, and enduring years of abuse that prosecutors said she enabled.
Yeah, and we know that this was, some 40 hours of jury deliberation in this case before yesterday's verdict was announced. And again, five of the six charges they found those guilty verdicts on. So definitely a lengthy process to come to this determination and this stage in the process.
Well, it was, and it was an educated jury, 9 college degrees and 5 advanced degrees. So clearly they wrestled with the material. They asked for testimony from more than a third of the witnesses. They had asked for legal definitions. So they really did seem to be engaged and try to make sure they, you know, ticked off all the elements of the crimes. And in the end, they came back with convictions on the most serious charges that she faced, and that exposes Ghislaine Maxwell now to as many as 65 years in prison. In all likelihood, she won't get that much, but she still does face decades in prison, now at 60 years old.
And she has been in jail awaiting this trial, correct? She wasn't out on bail?
She was not. She tried, like, 6 times to get out on bail and complained about the severity of the conditions. You know, her attorneys had argued that she was being subjected to needlessly restrictive conditions to keep her alive out of this fear that, you know, there would be an Epstein repeat. And they said that was unwarranted. But nonetheless, she was kept in jail. She's been there for, you know, about a year and a half since her arrest in July of 2020. And now is, you know, facing decades more.
And for people who haven't followed this trial, I mean, the celebrity aspect of it, because this was someone, Ghislaine Maxwell, who had hobnobbed with the higher echelons of society and even royalty in England.
Prince Andrew and Presidents Clinton and Trump and all these other celebrity types. And the defense, cursory fashion, mentioned some of those bold-faced names, you know, about people who were on the plane. But prosecutors made a decision early on to try and keep that tabloid element out of the trial. They charged a very narrow case, and it was one that was focused on the accounts of 4 women, 3 of whom were victims, and 1 of whom was sort of a supporting player. And really, it was their testimony that formed the backbone of the case. A woman named Jane, who's a soap opera actress on television, who said she met Ghislaine Maxwell and Jeffrey Epstein when she was 14 years old and attending a summer camp. She was eating ice cream on a park bench when they happened by. And that just gives you the image of these, they were kids, they were girls. And they were lured in to this lifestyle, and prosecutors said Ghislaine Maxwell served them up to Jeffrey Epstein for abuse.
Yeah, and I know throughout the course of this, obviously, Jeffrey Epstein loomed kind of ominously over the proceedings, obviously, with the connection. But really, was there a sense kind of following the trial and the prosecution and defense trying to make sure that this was really prosecuting Ghislaine on her merit and her charges? Or was this trying to get some kind of justice in any of this case, knowing that there's no Jeffrey Epstein now to prosecute?
Well, and that was part of the cornerstone of the defense case, was that Ghislaine Maxwell was filling an empty chair because Epstein wasn't there. And if the jury was moved by that at all. It was not reflected in their verdict because they sided with prosecutors on five of the six counts. And nowhere did it seem evident that, you know, the defense made much headway. In fact, the defense didn't put on much of an affirmative case. There was no, you know, outright denial beyond the, you know, not guilty plea. And there was no alibi offered. Instead, the defense tried to poke holes in the accounts of the accusers and cast Maxwell as more of a bit player rather than the central partner in crime that prosecutors said she was. And that, you know, if the defense was at all impressed by that, it didn't show.
All right. Well, Aaron Katursky, thank you for shedding some more illumination on this case, which definitely has grabbed headlines nationwide. Thank you.
Thank you.